Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 507, Managing Expectations. I trust you folks are doing well. It's been a long time since I've not had any direct communication from you folks in a week. I almost felt alone, except for busy. But I trust you guys are busy as well and doing just great behind that camera. Some of you folks do a marvelous job sharing your images. I'm really grateful for you doing that. That's what it's all about. This week's episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta. It's going to hopefully make up for all my goobers with its marvelous AI machine, but it generates the transcript you'll find on the moosepeterson.com blog post for the podcast. But you can listen to the podcast anywhere you like. And I appreciate you guys getting the word out. You guys are just tremendous at that. Thank you. But you can listen to it iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all those places the spammers say that I need to go because I'm not getting the word out. Yes, I love those guys. But it's all there for you. Most importantly, remember, you have questions. Hey, send them to me, YouTube, Spotify, two of the best, easiest ways to reach out and quickly ask a question. I'm here to help any way I can. That's the whole goal of this podcast. So please, don't hesitate to reach out. Not only was it a quiet week for talking with you folks, wasn't much news out there when it comes to the photo industry. It's that summertime kind of lull. We're coming up, yesterday? 2 days ago? Summer solstice, so now we're starting to lose daylight. I hate that. But hey, we've got some birds that are double clutching. We've got nuthatches that are doing double clutches. We have pileated kids bopping around and hairy woodpecker and downy woodpecker. They're fun to see. So I hope you're out there making the most of it. And of course, we've got now that kind of summer thunderhead pattern, had some really beautiful puffies. I was in Idaho Falls this weekend, had some real dramatic skies, really cool stuff. So it's time to maybe dust off the old myops and get out there and shoot a little lightning. Oh, and hey, we've got 4th of July coming up here in a couple weeks now. Even more kind of lightning, the man-made kind of firework lightning. Another good use of the myop. So, hey, it's that time. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Those guys are just amazing. Now, they've got a lot of things going on. If you didn't get the text this weekend, they had a no sales tax weekend. Now, they don't put that on their website. They just send out that text, which you sign up via their website. And you could have saved some serious coin between that and the Moose discount when you went to Bedford's. Now, they have, talking about savings money, they have the Photo Expo, which is coming up now, less than a month, July 17, 18, there in Little Rock. So you're going to have great show specials. That's discounted prices. You're going to check out and say Moose sent you. You get more discount, and you're going home with exactly what you need because they've got the experts at that show, at the store, that you can rely on to get what you need for your gear. You could talk to one of those experts and get the trade-in and trade-up special going on with Nikon or any of the manufacturers who've got some great specials going on at Bedford. And on top of that, you will, of course, okay, get that Moose discount. And by the way, they've got this, what are they calling it? They're calling it the Find the Stars and Save up to 50% on the red, white, and blue sale. Just some amazing stuff. And that's just the nature of Bedford's. They're there to help us and to save our some pennies so we get out and shoot more. They are just marvelous. So via the web, phone call, in person, one of their seven stores. Just remember, Tell him I sent you. You'll save you some coin. And thank him for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Now, we all, as photographers, have expectations. Expectations of our gear, of a location we're going to go visit, either for landscapes or for buildings or critters. We have expectations of ourselves, all those things. And there are times where, well, things don't live up to our expectations. So managing expectations, speaking personally now, I think can be one of the big challenges for a number of reasons. One, we all kind of, for lack of better terms, fantasize. We do our homework. We get our gear ready, batteries charged, sensors cleaned, and we're going to the location with expectations of grandeur, for lack of better terms, of great visual success. I'm not going to say making fame and fortune and riches, but we set the bar pretty high. Sometimes we'll go with a new piece of gear that we think is going to assure, you know, that fantasy of great success, only to get to that location and things don't live up to our expectations. We kind of got to need to do a little bit of expectation management. I know for myself, this is really true, because sometimes I will, I'll do all my homework, I'll do the research, I'll get the gear, I'll be ready to go. I'm all excited. I travel only to arrive and find out that, not this trip, Charlie. I mean, it's one of my favorite things I used to always illustrate when I did landscape classes is, you know, we would do that homework, and sometimes we would do it a year in advance, especially when you're going to go to, you know, some of the great classics, the iconic spots like Grand Canyon or Arches or Glacier or Yosemite, Yellowstone. And you start planning way in advance. You got to get time off work. You got to figure out your travel, book your flights, your hotels. You have all that stuff you do way in advance. Then as you get closer, you think more about gear. You start looking at pictures. And then you travel, right? And a lot of times you travel during the day, so you arrive at night. You're not really sure what's there. You might look at your weather app, which are really inaccurate anymore. So you don't know what you're going to wake up to. And you get up long before the sun shows up and you get yourself in place. Might be cold, might be hot. Camera on the tripod. You just can't wait because you've seen what this locale will produce. Then the sun comes up and you're like, oh man, this just blows chunks. You might be so totally fog or totally blue skies, or it just doesn't come up to what you expected. You manage your expectations and you're like, oh, okay, so since I'm here, you'd make some pictures. Then you go to breakfast. At this point, your enthusiasm is not as high as it was as when you left your home and you have breakfast. Go outside and go, oh, and the conditions aren't any better. The light's actually worse. You go, oh, and then you go back to your hotel room where the hot light goes by, perhaps, or you go check out some other, you know, museums and things that aren't photographically, and you basically kill some time. And then you get back to your computer and you go, well, you know, since I took those pictures this morning, I'll just upload them. And then they get uploaded and you go, oh, good, they're uploaded. And you go, oh, well, since now they're on the computer because I got up early because I drove here or flew here and I've been playing this for a year, and you start moving this lever and that lever and tweaking this button, and all of a sudden, you know, you have something on your monitor. It's not at all what you had in your expectations. There's something there, and, well, it's still not good. But, hey, it's got it, so you're going to keep it. And that brings up my favorite saying from John Stewart. You can't polish a turd. You know, managing expectations is a hard thing to do when you're human. Even harder when you're a creator. Even harder when you're a human creator creating photographs. here's the problem. I don't have any great solutions for managing expectations when we tend to set them so high, at least for myself. Now, I come across this every so often, and I try to, first of all, not set up the great expectations to begin with. Because, like everyone else, I've been skunked. I've had disappointment. I mentioned about air-to-air, you know, about half the time, the mission gets scrubbed, mechanical, weather, both. And, you know, that happens. And especially when I'm going to go photograph some aircraft I've never photographed before and I've wanted to go and travel to the location for a few days and the weather never clears, the plane never gets repaired. I've even had when did one once where got through the first day, the weather scrubbed it the next day, we were getting ready to go, and the plane mechanical had a problem. So we didn't do it that day. And the third day, the plane's working, but the weather scrubbed it again. So 3 days, nothing. And I'll be the first one to admit, I'll get in a funk. I'll just like, wow, you know, and then you kind of like, well, I did all this, I did all that, you know, poor me, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, that doesn't help. It doesn't help. That's when you got to get out the old recipe book and make some lemonade from those lemons. Yeah, I've mentioned that a few times. That's really important. How can you make lemonade from lemons when you have such high expectations? Well, you kind of manage them. And what I do a lot anymore is, a lot, I should say the majority of the time, not just a lot. If I'm going to plan to go to a locale, for whatever it happens to be, and that is like the number one target, number two, number three, number four target, I will always anymore look in the vicinity of where that is to see what options I can fall back on to have a plan B. And then I have really gotten the habit of going and finding a plan C. Managing expectations. Probably nothing more precious than time, and time behind the camera is even more precious. So planning to make the most of that time is really kind of key to managing your expectations. As we all know, the one thing we have really little, no control over is light. So that is one thing that, you know, I kind of like, if I'm planning to do a beautiful sunrise at a location, I start finding something nearby that perhaps I can photograph and it's not so light dependent. And there are, you know, the options are, a lot of times they're indoors. A lot of times they are doing star trails, heavenly bodies. I mean, that's when you go to a place doing landscape work, you got nothing but skies. The turnaround is that what? You got great skies for doing, you know, heavenly body stuff. So it means I bring tools for both scenarios, time lapse, panos, all those kind of, you know, you've just got to kind of like think about what it is you're going to work on. You might say, well, what about aircraft? When planes aren't flying, what do you do? There's a number of things that I do. One of them, which is really just makes me kind of uncomfortable, as I work on my portraiture, I work and I grab the pilot, and it might be his uncomfortable zone too. And I work on getting that portrait that is unique, which if you want a really decent portrait, it's got to be more than stand here, grab the iPhone, go click. You got to think about arranging elements and light. And, you know, it's whatever your thing is. Okay, managing expectations is how you're going to get the best images. Let's say architecture, right? There's a lot. I know a friend is doing architecture work, and I every so often he'll say, I went to blah, blah, blah location, and even though they said it was open or construction was done or a combination thereof, he gets there, and there's scaffolding. Well, that ain't going to work, right? And yeah, maybe you could remove it with AI, but that's really not the point, right? So you've just got to be mentally, physically, and emotionally flexible and not really, you know, have your maybe, I don't want to say have your expectations high because you want to keep them high, but you need to keep them reasonable. And to get really to the point, the one expectation photographers really need to kind of manage more than anything else is their own abilities and not beating themselves up when they don't come back with the photographs that meet their expectations before they left. Talked to a person in person this weekend, and wow, they had some really high expectations for the possible photographs that they could take and the ones they're going to take home and what they're actually capturing. And as far as I'm concerned, bless his heart, because he asked questions. So we spent a little time together, and I showed him some very simple things, which included bending over, moving a little bit, and just that little bit took kind of some lemons and made lemonade. And he's like, wow, I didn't really see that coming. That happens. So managing expectations, it's a really important part of photography. Now, I'm doing the book review a little bit differently. I'm doing it at the end of this podcast because it, well, be quite honest with you, it kind of fit in better that way. So I had the really cool book come to my attention called The Aviators by Winston Groom. And it's just a really well-crafted book about Eddie Rickenbacker, Jimmy Doolittle, and Charles Lindbergh, and how they kind of all came together with the, you know, the epic age of flight. Now, why am I talking about this book now? Because it's a really great read. You should check it out. It is, saying it's a page burner is an understatement. Eddie Rickenbacker in that book has a really amazing quote, which I think has been lost to time. And he says in that book, one of the most important words, one of the best words, one of the greatest words in the English language is failure. And when you're trying to manage your expectations, that word and the implications come up a lot. And because from failure is where we make our biggest strides and we learn the most. So when you manage your expectations, the failures don't become a negative. They turn into a positive. And that's what you want from your photography. That's what you get from managing expectations. You folks have an absolutely marvelous week. Hey, next week, if I do my math right, July 4th. Happy 250, America. You guys take care. And remember to make every click your story.